anyway, that he was a real good church worker and all like of that.
See, what did your husband, was he in ministry or did he farm or what did he?
He was in mercantile business and sawmill business and farming and everything that that come along, I think.
So you had a lot of energy too, then.
Yeah, we had to do several different things out there. And he had a store for a long time, well, back in, I don't know, probably about 1890 maybe, when he had the country store. Mm-hmm. And so we still had a store for a good long while, though, after we married.
And then he, in addition to the story, he got the mill and...
Which?
In addition to the story...
Oh, yeah. I had saw mill and his in the timber business, buy timber a lot. Mm-hmm.
He had to go do a little delta farming back during the 20s, and the depression caught him pretty heavy. Well, a little bit then, it hurt a little bit.
Well, the delta in those days was almost frontier, wasn't it? Wasn't a lot of that virgin land.
He did a lot of land clearing over there at that time.
Yeah. I tried to do some work in the delta, interviewing natives of those counties. You know, it's difficult to find any. There's just nobody who was born there, unless they're very young, of course. Apparently, many people went over for a brief time, and for health reasons or something, came away. It's very hard to find. When did he die, then? He moved to town in 44.
We moved here in 44, and he died in 46.
I see. Mm-hmm.
He said that he wanted to move, when he got sick, he wanted to move from out there. He'd seen so many farmsteads fall down around, they fall down so quickly when they're not attended to, that he just wanted to move.
Didn't want to see it.
Really. He didn't want to sit there and look at all the work that needed to be done and not able to get out there and do any of it.
That would, to a conscientious farmer, that would really be a problem.
Mm-hmm. But he had a heart condition. He was at Charleston, Mississippi, looking over some timber that he was thinking about buying when he first got sick. And so that was in February of 44. And he never was able to do any more work then.
Did you have younger children? Were you left with younger children? Or?
The youngest one was in the fourth grade when we moved here.
I see.
This one up here. There was 10 of the boys, and he was the first one that were lost. And he was in his senior year at Millsap College, and went home with the boy Vicksburg and was trying to learn to water ski. So we don't know whether he had a heart attack or the suction in the stream pulled him under a barge, but anyway, he was in the fourth grade though when we moved here. Mm-hmm. And he was 19 then when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, while the oldest of the brothers then died in San Francisco in the Navy Hospital and then was buried out there. And the oldest girl had died back several years, well,